3 JCA, monitoring 610.
K04 HKX.
K3 ACA. Stand by 1 second, my phone's ringing.
HKX, K04 NUE.
Ken, how are you today?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, you mind if I make a quick call real quick? I'll be real quick. KD4SRR, KO4NUE. It's RR, KO4NUE. UE, no contact. I'm clear.
KO4HKX, K3JC, I'm back.
Hope you're having a good day.
I am, sir. Did you get your email?
Yes, sir, I did. I responded to you, but I guess you haven't got it yet.
Just got it. I hadn't even checked my email since I talked to you this morning.
Because Verizon lately, their service has just been horrible since they've been transitioning over this 5G.
Sprint for the last 11 years. And I know they've merged with T-Mobile, but I've not had any issues or problems with them.
But that is, Verizon was the only real major carrier in the area where I live. But even now, they're struggling up there. I don't know what they're doing.
I know that I have an extra phone on my account for my niece, who lives up in the Asheville area. And up until I gathered that phone, she was having trouble with several carriers. And I just gave her one of my spare phones that I put back online. And she doesn't seem to have any problem texting or making the calls. She lives real close to the Blue Ridge Parkway, so I don't know if that helps or not.
Well, still about, 30 miles north of me. So over in the area where I'm at, they just, I don't know, they're... Not enough people live over there, I guess.
Well, it's crazy. So, are you still planning on going Saturday?
Right now, that's my plan.
Okay, well, my chair will not fit in my wife's Toyota RAV4, even with the seat back down. There's just not enough space because I have to ride in the back seat. So, it's difficult. I'm trying to talk her into seeing if she would take me. If she decides to take me, I was going to see about get someone to take my power chair. And then what I can do is I can meet them there and transfer from the manual wheelchair to my power chair. And then when I'm done, I can go back to my manual chair if I had to leave early to come home or anything. And then I just pick up my regular power chair later.
Help you any way I can. Just a matter of getting down here and getting it back to you in a timely manner.
I mean, even if you brought it home, I mean, I don't need it at the house per se. So, like, you could wait so that, like, when you drive down on Monday to go to work or whatever, maybe we could make arrangements to get it either that morning or afternoon when you're done.
Yeah, we'll try to figure out something. Where do you live? Or if you'll text me your address, I'll see if I can figure out some logistics on it.
That I'll text you my address, but I'm going to make sure my wife is willing to go Saturday. If she's not, then I'm not going to worry about it. Yeah, when you get home, if you got time tonight and you want to give me a call, I think I got everything in there, and I got two of the digital channels that I think I told you I didn't, but apparently I found them in there, but I don't have the rest. I only have one part of the W4TOG or TAG and the one of the other one. There's only two single channels on there. I don't have, like, the local, the PRN for those two radio stations or repeaters, but just give me a call and I can talk to you on the phone more in depth.
Depending on what time I get in this afternoon, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, I took a nap earlier, so I'm kind of wide awake now. And when I take my medicine about 5 or 6, I lay down for like an hour or so. but then I'm usually up until midnight or so. So I'm not a problem. I know you turn in probably early because you got to be up early in the morning. So I understand that. KA3JCA.
You'd be surprised. I'm usually up to around 10:30, 11 o'clock anyway. But I've got a lot of stuff to do when I get home to shut down the business for the day and reorder things. So that takes priority over radio for a while.
Not a problem, sir. Not a problem. Well, I'll let you get back to work there, sir, and I'm going to go check all my email. I didn't realize I had about 40 emails in here, KA3JCA.
7-3 is Richard. You have a good afternoon, KO4HKX. And I'll be clear.
3JCA.
Mobile and listening.
For RSN, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX. Patrick on this end. Good afternoon.
Patrick, it's Andrew. It's been a while since we talked.
You recognize that voice, but I still haven't got your call down.
Sold my old vehicle and got a new vehicle now that I'm having to commute a little ways to work, and it took me a little while to find the time to put a radio back in here, so it's been close to 3 months since I've been on the radio.
Back on the radio, you know, working over in, I believe it was Anderson now?
Duke now out of Simpsonville.
That was a good move for you.
Best decision I have made yet. Better money, better hours, and less headache at work.
That, and you said Duke. I'm assuming that's Duke Power.
That's correct. Yeah, doing line work.
I'm glad for you. That's a good one. And definitely more respected than the career you had were previously in.
Yeah, ain't nobody don't like me just because I'm going into work. Unless they don't pay the power bill.
No doubt, there'll always be somebody out there that don't like me.
Banking on that.
Good to hear you back on the radio again. I know it's been a while.
And this antenna on this car that I got now seems to be doing better than the old setup I had. You know, I had issues down, which I'm in Simpsonville right now, just left work. But I was having some receive issues on this repeater. And I heard somebody talking about it one day, though, back, you know, one of the last couple of days I had a radio in my car about some, I don't know if it was D-Sense or something that was going on and possibly getting up there and fixing it. But I don't know if that was what they were talking about because I caught it midway through the conversation. But anyhow, I seem to be doing a lot better on the receive side.
But they are planning to do some work on the repeater. They're trying to get everything scheduled and everything they need to do it. So that's as far as I know.
Remember, I know what I picked up in the conversation. They were saying that it had been a number of years since the repeater had needed any maintenance, which seemed to be pretty good from what I was hearing, but it seemed, just from the conversation I picked up on, it seemed that the issue I was having may have been on the repeater side, and maybe not my side, but like I say, this one, I've been listening to some conversations when I'm down in Anderson, and it seems to be picking up a lot better.
But how's everything else been going for you?
Hey, like I say, I got a lot more free time on a more regular schedule now that I'm doing this. And no more nights other than every now and then I'll go on what they call a volunteer. And it's kind of like you're on call, but it's a volunteer list to where if the call-out guys need extra help, you know, you're kind of one of the first ones that call. So I've had a few nights that I've gotten called out doing stuff, but it's been a lot more few and far between than what I was doing, where I'm on a night shift for, you know, weeks at a time. That was terrible.
Good for you. Sounds like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a lot harder work, and we're out here in the heat, but like I say, that's one or two seasons I got to deal with that, and then it'll cool off and won't be so hot and the work won't be so bad. But if hard work, you know, all I got to complain about, then I'd say I'm doing pretty good.
You got to be a lot safer than having to wear a bulletproof vest and carry a gun to work.
It's been an adjustment, too. I have many panic attacks every day when I'm going to get in the truck or walking around doing something and I don't feel a gun on me. It's an odd feeling, and I'm panicking, you know, my mind immediately jumps to where I leave it, and then I realize I never had it. But I'm slowly getting over that one.
Definitely an adjustment, and but hopefully you get it down. Don't worry about it too much here soon. That way it doesn't cause you too much anxiety over it.
You been doing all right on your end?
Doing good. Just running the tool route, trying to get what I can get when I can, and deal with the issues as they come up. It's about all I can do right now.
Yeah, I can't remember. You cover mostly like the northern end of Greenville, correct? Or TR? I know I see you on ATRS a lot, TR area, and then up around the lower end of North Carolina, right across the line.
When you see me cross the state line, I've gone home. I've parked the truck. But when you see me down here in South Carolina moving around, that means I'm in the tool truck working.
Gotcha. How broad is your area?
From where 123 and 153 cross, from there, run a line diagonally over to Greer, where the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is at, there on Arlington Road, and from there north.
Gotcha. Yeah, when I worked, when I first started with Greenville County, I worked, they call it Beat Area 1, which is, Highway 25 is the western border, the Spartanburg County line is the eastern border, and then it's everything between there from 290 and up. It's the largest beat area. I think it's 230 or 240 square miles, and they put one deputy at a time in it, or at least they did then. I think they put two in there now.
Area to cover for one man, even two men, that's a lot. Because everything's so spread out, which is the same problem I have. It's hard to get to everything in a timely manner because everything's so spread out. I got so much time behind the windshield.
Response to a wreck or overturned car or something on the bottom end of it, kind of, it was points of the highway or somewhere down around the base of Altamont, and I ended up catching a hot call up off Highway 11 on the Landrum end, and running lights and sirens, it still took me 40 minutes to get there.
Because there's no good way to get from that area. I mean, 14, but still, that's a little two-lane road. So it's going to be over 11, and that's a two-lane road also, but it's at least straighter.
Like I said back then, I wasn't very familiar from Anderson, and didn't know nothing about Greenville, so I was at the mercy of Garmin. And it took me up 25... to Highway 11 and 11 all the way over, and it was in the middle of the day with traffic and everything. It was terrible. It was a long drive.
I can imagine so, especially when you're trying to get there in a hurry.
It's weird, man. Them sirens, you eventually like tune them out, then you'll pick up on them again, and you accidentally think you left them on. Like, you almost forget what you're doing. It's so long. And, yeah, I remember when I got there, they weren't too pleased with how long it took. But, like I say, we're doing the best we can do.
That's the way it is, especially now where most departments are short-handed. I'm sure it's even worse. KO4HDX.
4RSM Friday. Yeah, I know when I left to go to Duke, I waited. I posted something about it on Facebook, kind of for the family and close friends. So I kind of know, you know, about the only thing I use social media for is keep friends that I don't get to talk to on a regular basis updated on what's going on with me. But well, I know I posted something about it on Facebook. I waited till the last minute because I know how employers can sometimes get vindictive, but fortunately for me, they didn't. I know after I left or after I posted something about it, I had so many people contact me, like, want to know, hey, man, what you have to do on, because I am desperately looking to get out of this mess.
I can't say that I blame them. If I was in those shoes, I'd be looking for a way out myself. I just couldn't take it. But I do appreciate the fact that there are men and women out there that do it.
I have a much greater appreciation for it now that I'm on the opposite end of it, because like I said, this time last year, I was ride or die. I was planning on retiring doing that, and I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Like, I loved it, and then one day it was like a light switch, and I don't even remember what it was. I don't think it was any specific event. I don't really know what it was, but I just was. I remember I was riding down the road in the car, and it was. I thought it was going to be a temporary feeling, but I was like, man, I can't wait to get out. And so I think we're looking to doing something else. And so I just kind of sat on the salt for a couple of days. So I was like, you know, it'll pass. And I've been doing this for close to 10 years now, so I'm sure it's what I'm going to do forever. So, but about a week or two, and going into work every day and just couldn't stand dealing with people and their, you know, what people consider problems. And that's what I knew I was doing.
So what you mean about listening to people's problems? They get on this tool truck and it's like I got to hear everybody's drama, their marital bliss. And I say that sarcastically. Their run-ins with the law, their drug habits, you name it, I hear it all.
Wow, man, the way people live day-to-day, that I couldn't imagine that being my day-to-day lifestyle. I remember going to domestics, and I finally got to where I tell people, especially if I dealt with them more than once, you know, they talk about working stuff out, and I'm like, well, I just want to put something in perspective for you. You know, if somebody with a badge and a gun has to show up to mediate your relationship, marriage, whatever it is, that's a pretty dang good sign that it is absolutely over. There ain't no recovering from it.
Sure that. Anytime you got to get somebody like that to come in and mediate, it's not a good situation.
It's good now because I get to stay outside of people's trailers and houses, and I have to interact with the public very little. Pretty much the only interaction I have is to tell them, hey, we're going to be working on this. You might be without power for a minute, but I'll have it back on shortly.
A good feeling, too, isn't it?
Be happier.
I'm doing much with your radio other than just the 2 meter?
That's pretty much been it for me. I've been wanting to dabble in the GMRS stuff, but ain't a whole lot in the upstate going on right now. I know Anderson's got 2 repeaters that are supposed to be going up further up. I think it's just one they're waiting on a part, and the other is 100% functional. They're just working out some defense issues before they can go live with those. But kind of wanted to get into that just because one license covers your whole family, and that way I can have a radio to throw in my wife's car, because I'll never talk her into ham radio or testing or anything, so I know I can forget about that. So I'd like to have something where she ain't got to worry about a license or whatever.
I did the exact same thing. I got my DMRS license just, I don't know, maybe a week, 2 weeks before I got my ham radio license, and that's what I use it for. Is it covers me and my family with one license, so that makes it convenient.
Exact same thing I did. I think my DMRS was active maybe a month or 2 weeks or something like that before my ham license. But yeah, I mean, that's about the only thing I've been tinkering with. It'll probably be a while before I have the time to mess with any HF stuff or try to get the general.
Separated.
A lot of times we'll do the same thing. I'll get, especially if I'm driving more than one car or something like that, I'll throw one of my DMRS radios in, and that way we can communicate without having to dial up a cell phone.
What kind of DMRS radios did you get?
They're Midland DMRS radios, but and then the Anytone also can do it if you, and it's certified part, what is it, part 90, so it will, it can do it also.
The FRS, well, apparently they now share all the channels from 1 to 22, but there's a set of channels for FRS that's limited to like a half a watt, but then for the GMRS you have a higher power, but I did put those in your code plug. All 22 channels, all the, and they're all simplex, and then just below that are the other eight that are, is the repeater output, the repeater pair.
Okay, well, that's good, because I like to monitor them, because there's quite a bit of GMRS up around where I live. See, now I got three state forests right there around me.
Definitely that's where you take the 878 or even the 578, hook it up in the house on an outside antenna with a GMRS in a scan mode, and just listen to your heart's content.
You can do that, or you can just set the scanner. A lot of scanners will do it, the older VHF stuff.
I know what you meant. So, yeah, I was actually looking at the new specs on that. Under the old system, the GMRS was 25 kilohertz. Under the new stuff, under the new guideline, it's 20 kilohertz for that. And then there's a couple of channels that are set at 12.5 kilohertz for the FRS/GMRS.
But hey, I have pulled into my last stop, so I'm going to run in here and take care of these guys, and that way I can head on home. Richard, good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
KA3JCA.
This is KO4WTQ.